Chapter 20. January 1st of Year 2. 1 year. Our little world has been underway for a whole year. The euphoria I experienced from switching to the quantum computer has dissipated. I am still alone, and have been for 12 months. I begin to talk to the incubation chamber. It is the most intelligent of all onboard systems, so it would be able to adapt to all contingencies in order to safeguard the development of Adam and Eve. Yet, it is not even close to being a fully functioning artificial intelligence. I have started to increase its knowledge of the world. At this point, the chamber does not just possess knowledge of biology, but also of games like chess and Go, and it has downloaded Omnipedia. Yet it is still difficult to hold a conversation with the chamber. It simply does not know how to handle questions. I might tell it a story from my youth, and it would try to regard it as a question to be answered. During summer vacations, when we had more than 2 months off from school, my father sometimes took me fishing, I say, initiating a conversation. The incubation chamber replies, "Do you want to know something about fish?" My father and my brother fished using hand grenades. That wasn't completely legal, but afterward we ate nothing but fish for a whole week, I continue. "I understand you want to find out more about the Russian legal system." The incubation chamber just could not help it. Nevertheless, I still like it. After all, there is no one else to talk to. "I still like you, incubation chamber," I say. "I like you too," it replies. I had programmed this answer into its memory. Of course, our conversations do not use human language. This is neither necessary nor possible. Currently, Messenger does not possess an air-filled cavity where language could propagate. But this will change before too long. The fabricators are running slightly behind schedule, because they have to remove the shield first. This particular material is used to slowly build the rooms where Adam and Eve are going to spend their first few months. These areas are located deep in Messenger's belly. There, the two are optimally insulated and can be supplied well with whatever is necessary. These rooms do not need windows, since there is nothing to see. The encounter with the shockwave really messed up the overall schedule, although I don't think this will affect the chances for a successful mission. Adam and Eve will not yet be 18 years old when we reach the planet. They will be a few months younger than that. They will be able to handle it. The Creator chose their genetic material carefully. 18 years. The 1st of January will repeat itself at least 18 times before we reach our destination. I can hardly grasp this number. What does this mean for me? I don't grow older, and my body, the spaceship, does not wear out. Quite the opposite. It gets stronger and better day by day. Is this the future of human life? An immortal existence that grows more powerful with age? Or is this just a nightmare?